We asked our listeners if they had questions for you, and they did. One guy in particular had about 10 questions for you. One of those questions was, will you ever make a film in a Latin American city as opposed to Spain? And if so, which city piques your interest?
Oh, yeah, of course, because, you know, the problem of the language doesn't exist in this case. Oh, yes, in Argentina, in in Buenos Aires, I would like... I'm not the only one. I mean, Coppola just did it with Tetro. This is the Latin America place that I know better. But also, I don't know. You can say Latin America, Brazil. Can we call it?
Sure.
Well, it's not Spanish. It's Portuguese,
yeah.
Which is very different.
Yes.
And very different from Spanish, but it's a country that make me feel crazy. I mean, crazy of admiration. Everything is in the stream there. I really would like to make a movie in Brazil. And in this case, also, the language is not a problem. The language is music. It's the more musical language that I ever heard. And also a country that I feel, I mean, very stimulated, like in shock, because everything is cinematic, sometimes awfully. Mostly awful, but completely cinematic is Mexico now. But I don't know if perhaps it's too dangerous for me to make a movie. I mean, the movie that I want there.
What do you want to make?
You know, I mean, in Mexico, usually, I mean, if you read the paper, you can see that perhaps, I mean, I read one day, I mean, today, I mean, 23 people were killed. Something like that, you know. Well, yes, I mean, to talk about these 23 lives and the circumstances that they were killed. And this is something very quotidian. I mean, mm-hmm. It happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, the narcos link with the religion and also with the baroquism of that culture, also the music, and, you know, this kind of new cult of death that they have,
yeah.
And also the kind of exhibition that they not only kill people, and they make it in the more awful
grotesque way, yeah. The fact that to some degree it's all happening as a result of being next to the United States.
Yes, absolutely. But I know that I'm not going to make it in Mexico, but it's closer to me to make it in Brazil and in Argentina. But I just to mention three places.
I get a sense from you that you are, you know, you're not about to slow down. You seem just full of just desire to make more stories, make more movies.
Absolutely, you know, no. You are like a psychoanalyst, because this is just in the moment that I'm really now. I feel like starving. I have more hunger to make movies than ever, more than when I start, and I'm really trying to make it quicker because, as I'm also the author of the script, it takes me more time than to the usual director. But I really would like to make a movie every 14 months. More than ever now. I don't know why.
Well, maybe because you have the power to do so, and maybe because at a certain age, one sort of sees that you've only got this much time left.
And, you know, and also because you know, lately, time is very present in my mind. And when I mention time, I mention death. And it seems to me that I don't have enough time to tell as many stories that I want to tell.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.